Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
From the Better Business Bureau, President and CEO Steve Burness. And Steve, I knew this was going to happen, student loan forgiveness scams. What do we need to watch out for here? Good morning.
Well, good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me on today. Yes, we're seeing an influx of calls at the Better Business Bureau. What's basically happened is nobody knows about this at all. It's all relatively new. So the scammers are calling you up, and guess what? They can help you out, but they need your information. They need your confidential, your Social Security number. And actually, some of them are actually charging them for the service, and they will be in touch with you on how to get your money or to get you quicker in line. Nothing is set in stone yet, so we're asking consumers to take a pause, wait for the U.S. Department of Education to come out with this information, but go to their website directly and find out what consumers should do. And again, somebody calling out of the blue saying they can help you or get you in line faster, or they need the information or Social Security number, that's the tip-off to the rip-off, Bob.
Sure is. Payday loan scams, payday loan companies have been on your Better Business Bureau warning list for quite a while. What's with those now?
Well, today we issued a major study that predatory payday loan companies and fraudsters are really thriving during these times because of uneven laws and stolen data. So we're seeing a lot of people are struggling, Bob, as you know, through the pandemic. Many turn to payday loans and other short-term solutions. And what happens, they get into a debt trap. And what I mean by that is that the stacking interest and fees, as you know, can have consumers, you know, paying double for the amount they originally borrowed. You know, one woman that came to us recently, she took a $300 loan and then paid back $1,200, but still owes $1,500 on a $300 loan. So there's predatory payday loan companies out there. We want consumers to be aware of them and to check them out with the Better Business Bureau, but also read our study today. It's on our website at bbb.org on what to stay away from and be careful of what you're getting yourself into. And a lot of consumers come to us, Bob, and say, I didn't know what I signed, and I didn't realize I signed for that. Well, you got to pay attention to that. If you don't sign it until you understand it.
Be careful out there. You've also got a scam alert for verified social media accounts. Talk about what that is and how to protect it.
Sure, exactly, Bob. We're hearing from both businesses and consumers who are saying that they're getting warnings from their social media accounts, either Twitter or Facebook or whatever it may be, that their account has been flagged in some way and they have to do something. And it's going to be, might be even deleted if you don't take action. And it looks like it's coming from Twitter and Facebook and those others, but it's actually not. It's coming from a Gmail account. So I think consumers have to be very careful, and especially businesses, because they threaten that if you don't take action, we're going to delete your business account. Well, businesses sometimes don't think they're scammed as much as consumers are, but I assure you, Bob, we've talked about this many times, that you know businesses are just a scam just as much as consumers. We just don't hear about those particular scams. So if you get a text message or if you get a direct message and saying that you got to do something on your account, click this link. That is the tip-off to the rip-off, and please don't do it.
And the scammers take advantage of what's in the news, for example, high gas prices. And you're hearing a lot about these offers for free gas station gift cards. How prevalent is that?
Unfortunately, Bob, it's getting more prevalent as the time goes on. We hear about people giving away free gift cards, or gas cards, rather, and the scammers are taking advantage of the situation. The best things in life are not free, and that's really the tip-off to the rip-off. If somebody's calling you out of the blue that you're going to get a phone or the gas card from major retailers like Walmart, Home Depot, Ace Hardware, it's not them. It's not those companies. It's the scammers being imposters taking advantage of the situation, and they want you to act quickly by claiming a prize, get started now, or confirm now. So we need consumers to report these scams to the Better Business Bureau Scam Tracker, and that's where we keep track of all these scams. But we're seeing an increase, Bob, in those gas card scams.
And finally, because of the hot rental market, fraudsters are trying to cash in on people looking for apartments who are in a hurry, right?
Exactly, Bob. One of the impacts of the rising interest rates, you know, the more and more consumers are looking to rent because they can't afford it. And unfortunately, the scammer knows that. So they put a price for the monthly payment at a really reduced amount. So you got to act quickly. And when you call up, say, well, I got other people looking at it. And you got to act quickly. I need your information, your credit card number. And sometimes, Bob, they ask you to fill out an application for credit. And then guess what's in there? Your social security number and everything else you need to protect yourself from identity theft. So if you think it's a legitimate source, you visit the apartment first. Go there, because what they're doing, Bob, is they're just copying and paste it to make it look like a legitimate listing when they're just stolen pictures from other listings. And, just report those scams to the Better Business Bureau. It's very important that we hear about these things to prevent it from happening to others.
Go to BBB.org, buyer beware. Thank you, Steve. We'll talk to you next Thursday. Have a good one.
You too, Bob. Thank you.